Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
Joe, today is just gross.
Wait a minute. I took a bath this morning.
Well, no, I didn't say you're gross. I said today is gross.
My underarms don't smell that I know of. Jeez, you're calling me gross out of the gate?
No one can see you smelling your underarms on the radio, honey.
Okay, imagine this. don't work.
Yes. Sorry for the sound check at the beginning there.
That was gross.
Yeah, I know. It was gross, wasn't it?
Gross.
Ew. Today's episode 24.
24?
Yes, this is the 24th show we've done.
We're getting old.
Okay.
A half a year. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And we're still surviving?
They haven't fired us yet. What do you know? Yeah. Anyway, that is significant. That was your first hint.
Yes.
So anyway.
It's gross.
Yes, it's gross. No. From National Holidays, from HolidayInsights.com for the week of December 11th through 17th. Did you know December 11th is National Noodle Ring Day?
No.
National Noodle Ring Day is a December day that kids, young and old, have been impatiently waiting. Yeah, right.
What would cooking be like without the noodle ring? We shudder to think about it. We are certainly relieved that the noodle ring exists. It does. So we can cook them in one recipe after another. Oh, it does. I know what they're talking about. Noodle rings.
I don't have any idea.
And doesn't it make sense that we honor the noodle ring with its own special day?
Get your fill of noodle rings today. After all, that's what this day is for. The oldest known noodles were found in China at the Qiji culture Laya site in Qingyang, Shandong province. How is that? The 4,000-year-old noodles appear to have been made from foxtail millet and broomcorn millet.
Mm.
Okay, I don't know what a noodle... Are we talking about SpaghettiOs?
SpaghettiOs.
Noodle rings.
Yes.
Noodle. We're not talking about those big nasty... I forget what they're called, but they're made from noodles.
No.
And they're like a big casserole that like is all congealed.
No, that's little noodles.
Little noodles.
Little noodles.
Okay, well, yay!
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
December 12th. Poinsettia Day.
Now, do you pronounce it poinsettia or poinsettia?
What did I just say?
Oh, never mind.
Poinsettia.
Yeah. December 16th.
You can call it poinsettia.
Yeah.
Okay. We can call it poinsettia.
Okay. December 16th. This is like my personal national holiday. National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
Insert bad comment.
No.
Birthdays this week from HolidayInsights.com. December 12th, 1915. Frank Sinatra, actor, singer. Actor?
Actor, singer, actor, yeah. Just so in case you don't forget. Did you know that Frank Sinatra was obsessed with being clean to the point of taking 12 showers a day? So says the legendary singer's widow.
So now what you're trying to say, that's why he was squeaky clean.
Clean. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were born on December 12th.
The 12th, huh?
The 12th. Hmm. The 12th. 1893, Edgar G. Robinson, actor.
Mm.
No accent in there? You know, yeah, you know, wise guy, eh?
Okay, yeah, I think you just did it.
Okay. 1923, Bob Barker, TV game show host of Truth or Consequences and The Price is Right.
Mm-hmm. And wearer of toupees.
And many toupees. Don't forget to spray the neuter your dogs and cats. 1924, Ed Koch, New York City mayor.
Yes, and in 1938, on December 12th, Connie Francis, singer. And in 1941, Dionne Warwick, singer. And in 1959, Sheila Escovita?
Escovita.
That's Sheila E. That's why she goes by Sheila E., singer.
And who gave her a break?
Elton John.
No.
Prince. I knew it was one of those guys that dresses up funny.
Yeah. Prince is
But I can't remember her big song, her first song.
I'm not a big Sheila fan, although I did. I liked Prince because if you go see him live, he is great as a guitarist.
Really?
Some of his music, not so good, but his guitar work is phenomenal. Huh. So this day in history from HolidayInsights.com on December 13th.
Ooh, the clip-on tie is created.
Oh,
in 1928.
The savior of mankind.
Yeah, right. And in 1791, the Bill of Rights are enacted, amending the U.S. Constitution.
The 12th Amendment of the United States Constitution provides a procedure for electing the president and vice president.
Yes. And,
December 15th,
1939, Gone with the Wind premiered in where else but Atlanta, Georgia?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Frankly, my dear. Anyways, when the novel begins, Gerald O'Hara is returning from 12 Oaks with the news that Ashley Wilkes, with whom 16-year-old Scarlett O'Hara is convinced she is in love, has just formally become engaged to his second cousin, Melanie Hamilton of Atlanta.
So if Rhett Butler wouldn't give a damn, what would he give?
We don't know.
Okay. Make up your own jokes, folks.
He walked out the door.
Yes. So the theme for today?
12 days of chaos. I mean Christmas?
Yeah, 12. 12. 12, 12, 12, 12, 12. A dozen. It's 24. This is episode 24, so this is our 2000th episode.
And some, how does gross figure into this?
Because a gross is 12 12s or 144.
Oh, that kind of gross.
When you buy 12 dozens of something.
Oh, not the pick your nose and fling it at passerby is gross. We're talking about double dozen.
Double dozen.
Cool.
Cool. Wasn't that clever of me?
Sneaky.
Yeah. So our curious word today or saying is baker's dozen.
Uh-huh.
And from Wikipedia.com, the baker's dozen may have originated as a way for bakers to avoid being blamed for their shorting their customers.
A baker's dozen, also called devil's dozen, and long measure, is 13, one more than a standard dozen. The oldest known source but questionable explanation for the expression baker's dozen dates to the 13th century in one of the earliest English statutes, instituted during the reign of Henry III from 1216 to 1272. And it was called the Assize of Bread and Ale. Bakers who were found to have shortchanged their customers, sometimes by selling hollow bread, could be subject to severe punishment. Mm.
And to guard against the punishment of losing a hand to an axe, a baker would give 13 for the price of 12, to be certain of not being known as a cheat. Specifically, the practice of baking 13 items for an intended dozen was insurance against short measure on the basis that one of the 13 could be lost, eaten, burnt, or ruined in some way, leaving the baker with the original legal dozen. The practice can be seen in the guild codes of the Worshipful Company of Bakers in London.
Wow.
And in honor of today, I brought donuts.
Yes, you did.
2 dozen. Well, donut holes.
And we prove not eating them.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. How many did you pop in your mouth?
Shh.
Okay. Shh. Two. Dave's had two. I've had two. So, yeah, we're down a few.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's not a baker's dozen anymore.
No, but guess what I have?
It's going to be one of those 12, top 5,008 lists.
It's 12.
With 12.
With 12. A top 5 list from top5.com with 12.
Shouldn't it be 24 since we're having gross?
No.
Oh, never mind.
That would be 144, but that would take a long time to read.
Ooh.
No. This is the top. Now, this is a double thing, the triple dozen. The top 12 things a parent with 2 dozen kids might say.
Help! Let me out of this
madhouse. Yes. But here's some humorous things. Number 12. I figure another year or two ought to be enough for her to spit out Yolanda and Zeke, and then we'll finally have a full set.
Number 11. Well, after number 18, we started getting strays from the trailer court up the road. Oh, no.
Number 10. On your way home, would you please pick up another 55-gallon drum of Valium?
Number 9. I know you hate hand-me-down dresses from your sisters, but we all have to make sacrifices, David.
Number 8. The diaper services here. I'll go warm up the forklift.
Number 7. Hey, want to see my wife do her impression of a clown car? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Number 6. You just wait till your father remembers your name. I love that one.
Oh, I can imagine it, too. Number 5. Sweetie, come and help mommy out of her chair. Okay, now help mommy's uterus out of her chair. Oh.
I know. Number 4. We always use that method. The problem is Herman's white and has no rhythm.
Oh. Number 3. Is this heaven? No, it's Costco.
We finally found somebody that'll use those packages of 300 pieces of rolls of toilet paper.
Yes.
Oh, my. Okay, number 2. Get back to work. Those sneakers aren't going to make themselves.
Yow. And then the number 1 thing a parent with 2 dozen kids might say.
Eat your vegetables, Michael. You know, there are starving children in the family room. That was one of the best lists.
That was a brilliant
list. Wasn't that adorable?
List. That was good.
I wish I'd written that. I just read it. That's all.
That's okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I love that. That was
good. That was good. Again, from top5.com. Dumb Criminals gave us an interesting story.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Cat burglars broke into a Miami pet shop and made off with a dozen of the store's cute and fuzzy little puppies and several bags of dog food. The burglars, who targeted small dog breeds, probably because they could stuff them up their shirts or something,
yep.
were caught on tape. It would be hard to, it would be kind of hard to steal, like, you know, what are those big things? Mastiffs? You know, a dozen mastiffs or, you know,
but as a puppy stage, they're still small.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, I guess
not that
they'd
big.
Have to start small.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, the burglars who targeted small dog breeds were caught on tape, but were wearing disguises. They're all dressed as cats. What's most striking about the story was this reaction from Tyler Thomas, the store's owner.
I feel sorry for those dogs because they don't deserve those dogs. They come in and steal. How are they going to take care of them? Said Thompson.
Probably with that stolen dog food, some stolen dog bowls, and stolen water. And then there's this. His next step is to buy a big guard dog to keep an eye on the remaining pups.
Won't they just steal the guard dog too?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. By the way, that actually is happening more and more right now. That was on the big news this week about the number of people going in and stealing dogs.
Well, it's Christmas time.
It just
gotta get those Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
What?
You know, it just the sad point about it is these people going in there and stuffing these dogs up their shirts or wherever, and it's like,
Yeah.
Hopefully they've taken baths and the dogs don't stink anymore.
And,
but anyway,
and hopefully they're not trying to steal birds. That would be weird. Anyway, we have some stories from hotlife.com, and I'll just stretch here because Joe's laughing so hard there's no way he's going to read anything right now. So, folks, how are y'all doing? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Calm.
Deep breaths. Anyway, this one is called Free Haircuts.
Oh, yes.
A barber gave a haircut to a priest one day. The priest tried to pay for the haircut, but the barber refused, saying, "You do God's work."
The next morning, the barber found a dozen Bibles at the door to his shop.
A policeman came to the barber for a haircut, and again, the barber refused to pay, saying, "You protect the public."
The next morning, the barber found a dozen donuts at the door to his shop.
A lawyer came to the barber for a haircut, and again, the barber refused paying, say, "You serve the justice system."
The next morning, the barber found a dozen lawyers waiting for a free haircut.
We apologize to any lawyers that are listening.
Especially if you're
okay,
one of
no,
the,
we don't. Never mind.
Especially if you're one of the dozen waiting for the free haircut.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
This one's called Gift for a Birthday.
I like birthdays, gifts.
A fellow is very much in love with a beautiful girl. One day, she told him that the next day was her birthday. He told her he would send her a bouquet of roses, one for each year of her life.
That evening, he called the local florist and ordered 21 roses with instructions that they be delivered the first thing in the next morning.
As the florist was preparing the order, he decided that since the young man was such a good customer, he would put an extra dozen roses in the bouquet.
The fellow never did find out what made the young girl so angry with him.
Yeah, you don't mess with women's ages. You just, no, that's not good.
Oh, he was set up by the florist.
One is what day is today. Over breakfast one morning, a woman said to her husband, "I'll bet you don't know what day this is."
"Of course I do," he answered as he was offended and left for the office.
At 10 a.m., the doorbell rang, and when the woman opened the door, she was handed a box of a dozen long-stemmed red roses.
At 1 p.m., a foiled-wrapped 2-pound box of her favorite chocolate was delivered.
Later, a boutique delivered a designer dress.
The woman couldn't wait for her husband to come home.
"First the flowers, then the chocolates, and then the dress," she exclaimed. "I've never had a more wonderful Groundhog Day in my life." I would do that.
Ta-da!
Yes. Oh, another top five list from top5.com.
Oh, no. Let me guess. It's going to be 12.
It's 12. The top 12 Christmas gifts for pets.
Uh-oh. Stand by, folks. This can only be bad.
This can only be bad. Number 12. This is for a hamster. A Sony Micro Walkman and headband to wear while using the exercise wheel.
Number 11. For a dog. A sock. No. A ball. No. A ball and a sock. That would be so cool. Throw it.
Good dog impression. Number 10. for a guinea pig. A Furby with exceedingly low standards, if you get my drift. Ew.
Number 9, sea monkeys. And I have no voice for a sea monkey.
No.
Tiny, teeny jet skis.
You know, for their relaxation time. Number 8, for a cat, a Big Bird and a hibachi. Ooh. I'm sorry, Jasper. My cat at home is listening, and he's not happy with me right now.
Why? Because you haven't got him the Big Bird and hibachi?
Not yet, no.
For a dog, the amazing, incredible, lifelike, inflatable, humping leg.
I told you, you got to read this before we go on the air, Joe.
So, allow me to say this again. For a dog, the amazing, incredible, lifelike, inflatable, humping leg.
For an iguana, no doze.
Yeah. Ow, number 5. For a rabbit, a vasectomy for Mr. Energizer over there.
Number 4, for a goldfish, a boycott Pepperidge Farms t-shirt.
Number 3. Gerbil, a third birthday.
Oh. And number 2, for a dog, all I want for Christmas is my two rear testicles. Dave liked that one.
And the number 1 item on the gift list of a pet.
For a cat, chicken soup for the disdainful, uncaring soul. Row. Meow.
Last night was good for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had a good time last night. I did. I did nothing except write. Yes, it was type. I actually don't write. I just type these. But yes, it was. I was giggling. I was giggling
I'm
the whole time I was doing this.
There are not more errors in this because I'd be laughing so hard trying to type these things.
No, I just cut and paste.
Ah, got it.
Yeah.
See, that's why there's no errors.
That's why it's the best of internet humor on a piece of paper that we read on the radio.
But we make you laugh. Mm-hmm. From Just Jokes, from isearchjokes.com. Question. How many seconds are there in a year?
12. January 2nd, February 2nd, March 2nd.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Yeah.
Mrs. Oppenheimer decided to get away from the often inclement weather of New York and spend Christmas in the deep south of the U.S. Being unfamiliar with that part of the world, she wandered into a restricted hotel and said,
"Hi, I'm Mrs. Oppenheimer, and I'd like a room for next week."
"I'm very sorry," said the manager, "but all our rooms are taken." Just as he said that, a customer came into the desk and unexpectedly checked out.
"Oh, how lucky," responded Mrs. Oppenheimer. "Now you have room for me."
"Look, I'm very sorry," said the manager. "This is a restricted hotel. Jews are not allowed here."
"Jewish? What do you mean Jewish? I happen to be Catholic."
"That takes some believing," said the manager. "Tell me, who was the Son of God?"
"Jesus,"
she replied. "Where was he born?"
"In a stable in Bethlehem. Simply because some schmuck like you wouldn't rent a room to a Jew." Don't write, don't call, folks. We're sorry. It's supposed to be funny.
It was funny.
It was funny.
I enjoyed that.
Dave liked that one, too. Anyway.
What do you get if you cross an apple with a Christmas tree?
A pineapple.
Oh. Who delivers presents to baby sharks at Christmas?
Santa Jaws.
What do you call a man who claps at Christmas?
Santa Claus. Yeah. Okay, the show just went downhill really quick.
The following information. No.
Do you know who Christopher Walken is, right?
Actor.
Yes, actor. And he tends to play kind of morose characters, kind of...
Evil, morose.
Evil, morose, yes. Well, the weekly rant this week is from Cracked.com. And this is Christopher Walken's 12 Days of Christmas. As written by Dale Dobson.
So this is all dealing with Christopher Walken.
Yes, and he did this on, I remember him doing this on Saturday Night Live.
All right.
Yes, so I can't really do a Christopher Walken impression, but I'll try.
I don't remember exact voice, so.
Okay, so you go for it. You
I'm
try.
I'm not even going to try.
Okay.
"The first day, the partridge, the pear tree, I trust both have arrived safely on this first day of Christmas. The partridge unfortunately required mounting for shipping. Taxidermy. I had to strangle the poor bird with my own two hands. Sometimes small cruelties must be tolerated for the great holiday good. In this case, pears."
Dave probably can do a Christopher Walken voice. No, no, he's busy. The second day. May the two beautiful turtle doves enclosed enliven your second day of Christmas. I have recorded their mournful songs on a compact disc. Also enclosed, you will understand why I found it necessary to smother them. These birds could drive you crazy.
The third day. The three French hens have been prepared and dressed for oven or broiler, as you will. But the holiday fun does not stop there, my friend. I have removed the heads myself with an axe, and I have decorated them feistily as Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus. Please enjoy.
You know, Walken's from New York, I think, but I can't do
it. Oh, is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
The fourth day. Fourth day. Four calling birds. Listen. Are they calling? No. But the silence is, in its own way, a kind of Christmas.
Oh, fifth day. I've taken special care to select the five golden rings, and they're enclosed, because I know you treasure the better things in life. Four are from the world's finest jeweler. The fifth is from my grandfather. It is of special sentimental value to me because I have exhumed his corpse to retrieve it.
Ew.
Unfortunately, bureaucratic slip-up by an unfortunate bureaucrat.
Ugh, the sixth day. On the sixth day of Christmas, six geese sit a-laying on your front lawn. Eggs.
Mm.
I've always admired these elegant, graceful white waterfowl. It saddens me that the hatchlings will not emerge before I send workmen to burn the nests.
Seventh day. On the seventh day, God rested it. But the seven swans presently are swimming in your pool do not rest. They will not climb out of the water, nor will they stop moving. Why? Because of lead weights I have tied to their legs. The amphetamines in their feed assume you will have a full day of Christmas entertainment.
I guess Christopher Walken's Russian now? Okay.
Mm.
The eighth day.
Forget about it.
A small American dairy farm has tragically disappeared forever. Therefore, most of the eight maids a-milking appear courtesy of the good people at La Leche League, to whom I have made a generous donation in your name. For the remainder, I have called in a personal favor from the publisher of Lactating Mama's Magazine. Distasteful, but after all, Christmas.
Ninth day. Nine ladies dancing. Nine sterling examples, one might think, of the female form in motion. But who's that tall, strikingly handsome woman in green? It is I, Christopher Walker, in Peter Pan drag.
Walken. Doesn't make sense if it's Christopher Walker. It's Christopher Walken in Peter Pan drag. The tenth day.
Nor do my voices, but look at us.
On the tenth day of our Christmas adventure, the ten lords a-leaping represent every walk of American street life. The gambler, the bookmaker, the dealer, and the junkie. The ambitious gangster, the implacable crime lord, and the common thug. The crooked cop, the arsonist, and the con man. Their nimble hops, always one step ahead of Johnny Law, are what the season is all about. Merry Christmas.
11th day. 11th day, 11 pipers. Piping? Not a piping, mind you, but piping hot, like soul-searing New Orleans jazz, like a boiling glass of
absinthe.
Like me. Happy holidays.
The 12th day. On this 12th day, I am filled with ennui. 12 drummers merely drumming. Too easy, perhaps. That is why I have, at great personal risk, imported drums made from human skin. They produce a sound like no other. The sound of a tiny bamboo cage in a fetid jungle prison where hope dies anew with each cruel dawn. It's the sound of pain, frustration, and disappointment. The sound of Christmas.
Yeah.
That was just depressing.
Oh.
That's Christopher Walken, though.
Yeah, that's Walken.
Yep, that is. It's
Walker. Walker.
Walken.
Walken.
Yes, which is not like me, Walder.
Wawa.
Lots of people call me Walker.
Walker?
Yes, because I don't write my R's very well.
Well, at least you're not Wawa.
No, I'm not. Not Cat Wawa.
Baba Wawa. Lie of the day from HaLife.com.
Disclaimer, whilst we exhaustively examine each of our lies for any specks of truth and reject any found to contain even a glimmer of reality, we cannot guarantee that our lies are in fact true.
Now, women are 12 times more radioactive than men.
I always thought so. Due to planetary alignment on December 12, 2012, you will not be able to crack eggs' shells.
And this is a lie.
That's a lie.
The rare South American crested flintbird dies if stared upon for longer than 12 seconds.
This is a lie. This is Russian day here at WEYE.
Duh.
Every 12 years, the people of Finland have a referendum to decide whether or not to ditch their system of democratic government in favor of complete anarchy.
And of course, this is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Russian people are in fact only 12 and a half inches high. The miracle of life in television makes them look a lot bigger.
That's a lie. The number 12 is the 12th most difficult number to spell.
That's true.
Oh.
I mean, that's a lie.
Yes. Now, you have to help me with this one.
Okay.
We have to sing this one. The 12 lamest days of Christmas from top5.com. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
12 boils a-sleepin',
11 plumbers plumbing,
10 Fords a-leaking,
9 days in Branson,
8 meth heads freaking,
7 Swanson's dinners,
60s burnout begging,
top 5 lists,
4 brawling curves,
3 friends heads,
2 thirds of a dove,
and a sauna with my Huckabee. Oh my goodness.
Wait a minute. We've got a moment here.
Yes.
We saw, remember Don Ho?
Oh, yes.
From the 60s.
Tiny bubbles.
So we saw him in a show one time, and you know the little joke that you had about the 12 lawyers or the showing up for the free haircut?
Yes.
He talked about when he first went into the military service. So on the first day, they gave him a comb. And the second day, they cut off all his hair. I forgot what the second day was. Oh, they gave him a shaver.
Oh.
And on the fourth day, they cut off all of his beard. On the fifth day, they gave him a jockstrap.
Uh-oh.
He went over the hill.
Oh, ouch.
That was Don Ho told Don that story Ho. At the Paradise Club in Hawaii.
Well, that's nice you fit that in with today's message. Don Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Don Ho.
Yeah, that's
shiny bubble.
Anyway, we have a rumination.
Make me happy.
From ruminate.com.
Aye.
A man doesn't realize what evil he's capable of rendering with his bare hands until he reaches day 6 of the 12 Days of Christmas, as sung by Muppets. Thank you, Mark Sabian, for that.
By the way, the Muppet movie is very good.
Yes, it is.
I love the puns.
I got to go see that. That'll
it's
be
absolutely punny. All the
punny?
Bad jokes. It's punny, all the bad jokes.
And how's Miss Piggy?
Normal.
I love Miss Piggy.
Yep.
If I were a pig, I would be, don't say it, I would be Miss Piggy. Just stop it. Or else, no, don't even, don't go there. Don't go.
If I were a rich pig, I'd piggy all day long.
We have an Irish blessing from irishblessings.com.
Aye. May you have the hindsight to know where have you been, the foresight to know where are you going, and the insight to know where you've gone too far.
Right, so if you do this 12 times, you've gone too far. That's how that fits in.
Yeah.
I don't know how that fits in. It just fit in somehow.
May you have the hindsight to know. No, sorry, that's number 2. Anyways.
So it's almost that big day.
When you get to hear the kids cry, yippee, my presents. I didn't get what I wanted.
Oh, no, that's not the day I was talking about.
Oh.
Hi, I need to return this sweater. It's 2 sizes too big.
Oh, that day.
That day.
The day where they got the WWF moniker from when people throw elbows to get to the clerks. And
there you go.
Oh, yes.
There you go. Okay, is my clock off or is Dave just sleeping over there?
Dave's sleeping?
I don't know because I'm ready to read the wrap-up and he's got his nose in something over there. There we go. Anyway.
I don't want to know what he has his nose in.
Today was a great show.
We had a good time.
It was a good time.
As always.
Yes, it was dozens of fun. Anyway, that's all we have for today. I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And together we are...
Kat
Soup. The best of internet humor on the radio.
Folks, have a great week.
Black and orange stray cats sitting on the fence. Ain't got enough dough to pay the rent. I'm flat broke, but by with my tail in the air. Stray cat strut, I'm a I'm a feeling Casanova. Hey, man, that's get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. Get my dinner from a garbage can.